Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Folks, thanks for tuning in. God bless you. It's Sunday. Praise God. I'm still alive. Praise God. Everyone listening to this podcast is still alive. Hopefully everybody's healthy. I'm sorry I haven't been on here for a little while. I've been sick for the past week. The creeping crud got me. And no, a lot of people will ask, first thing they say, is it COVID? It's not COVID, folks. It's just a creeping crud. And I've had a little bit of a respiratory infection, sinus respiratory infection. So I've got some antibiotics and prayers and praise and glory that I'm feeling good now after almost a week. And I give God all the thanks and all the glory. And thank you, folks, for tuning in and listening to this podcast. So let's get into today's podcast, folks, shall we? I want to talk to you today about the world, folks. The world is not doing good. We have all the wars and rumors of war, just like in the book of Revelation. We also have all these people out here, these evil, I mean, just satanic people that want to do nothing but bring us hardship and basically death and hardship, anguish and suffering, these demonic people. And so today I just want to bring to your attention, this will be a short podcast, folks, bring to your attention that what's going on in the world is biblical, and we all must have faith through Jesus Christ. And again, folks, I know that's easy to say and hard to do. I struggle myself as well. You know, I had been sick again, not to deviate from conversation, but I had been sick again. This is the first time in probably 40 years that I've been this sick for the past week. But thank God Almighty, through Jesus Christ, I am coming out of this and starting to recover. Praise God. But again, there's viruses going around, wars going around. Everything the book of Revelation has stated as coming to pass, it's starting to come true. The Bible is true. Now, let me just go into today what I want to talk about, folks. And what I want to talk about is that we must prepare ourselves for the second coming of Jesus Christ. We have the war with Russia and Ukraine. They've already given permission. And I repeat, they've already given permission. And Ukraine, whatever they have left, are going to start flying U.S. F-16s because the warmonger, that's Zelensky over there, the president of Ukraine, keeps coming to the United States for money, 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 money. We keep feeding them money. We keep cutting them money. We don't even have money here in the United States to feed the poor. And we're farming it off to Ukraine, a fake proxy war over there. All that is a bunch of deception. It's a distraction, folks. And what's going on over there is it when Ukraine, the pilots get in the planes, and they try to bomb Russia, which they will. That's going to bring us into World War III. They want to and they have to suck Russia into the third world war in order to get the new world order started. That's what you have to understand, folks. I keep telling everybody this. This is part of Revelation. This is part of history in the making. We're watching history. Unfortunately, it isn't very good, but we are watching history here, folks. And so you have to understand they're doing this. They're doing this, meaning the elites that really run the world. They're telling Biden, okay, send Biden and Congress, send over there, you know, $100 billion, $200 billion, all the money you have in the United States. Keep fueling these wars. You guys are the richest country. Keep sending money, sending money, sending money. We have to keep this going. We have to keep the distraction going to keep the people of the world distracted. And so there's wars and rumors of war. Well, that's a real war over there. And people are dying, you know, thousands of tens of thousands, probably up to 1 million people are dying. And they don't care, folks. These evil people don't care. So Ukraine will go ahead and the F-16s we've sent over, I don't know how many we sent over, 20 or 30 F-16s. They'll fly the F-16 fighters over there and they'll bomb Russia, get Russia into a World War III. That's exactly what the New World Order wants. They want to bomb Russia. They want to get Russia involved in a New World Order so that they can go and they can start and then cause all chaos and havoc so they can let off bombs everywhere around the world and blame everything on Russia. China will get involved, of course, so it'll be even worse. And China, the problem is with China, China doesn't listen to anybody. Chinese don't have a God, folks. I'm telling you, their God is their self. Their God is their own Chinese. They don't have a God. They don't listen to
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Buddha, they don't listen to anything. They don't listen to Jesus, Buddha. They don't even believe karma, whatever. It doesn't matter. We should believe in Jesus Christ. He is the only way. No one comes to the Father except through him, folks. And that's how it is. That's the bottom line. And people don't understand that. So the Chinese have no morals whatsoever. They'll go and they'll start bombing. Then if Russia gets in trouble, that's going to bring in, you know, a Muslim country, Iran. Iran does have nukes. You know, China has nukes. Iran has nukes. They will unleash nukes here in the United States. That's exactly what these elitist people want. They want a nuke fest. And you have to understand this, folks. You just have to understand this, please. That we're in the end times. If you do not, and I've said this a time or so, if you do not give your life to Jesus Christ right away, time will run out. I've seen this to people that I've known. I've seen this to friends. I've seen this to close acquaintances. I've seen this to my own family. They didn't give their life to Jesus Christ, folks. Time ran out. They died. And if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this might be hard for a lot of people to have the concept to be able to swallow this, what I'm about to say. But this is a fact. You can pray and pray and pray for a person till the cows come home. Folks, I'm being very dead serious here. But if the person that died, or if the person that's going to die, or if the person that's very sick, just the person that does die, does not, that person, not you, but that person does not give their life to Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior and accept him as your Lord and personal Savior and acknowledge he died on the cross at Calvary to accept your sins for all of mankind, for all of humankind. And you got to accept him and repent of your sins. And when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, and you acknowledge that, and you ask for forgiveness and accept him into your heart, then and only then, and if you live a righteous life, you will be accepted into the kingdom of heaven. But you can't go out and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, acknowledge He died on the cross at Calvary for all of mankind, to wash our sins away for all of mankind. You can't accept Him and turn around and sin 5 minutes later, turn around and run out and murder people or shoot somebody or something crazy. It doesn't work like that. You got to truly mean it. Please, folks, please, as I conclude this podcast today, understand what's going on in the world. They will release another virus this time. They will. They're going to release it here in the United States before the 2024 election. They don't want Trump to be president. I'm not going to get off on that right now. I have too many other things I got to focus on. We should focus on salvation right now, folks, trying to save one another, brothers and sisters in Christ. That should be the focus. Time is ticking. We're almost out of time. There's things going on that if I went through all the things that's going on in the world and everything, and I mean high priorities, we're not talking about, you know, you're late for work or the dog ran away or you and the wife got in an argument. We're not talking about things like that. And no offense, I know that that's important to you, but we're talking about global things that are happening right now. That will be catastrophes. It'll be a global catastrophe and affect everyone in the world. There's so much stuff that I've learned. There's so much stuff going on. It's not me. God Almighty has showed me where to look. I am blessed by God Almighty. Do I sin? I sin every friggin' day and I ask for forgiveness, folks. And I just pray that right now, as I conclude, you bow your head and you just accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. And ask Him to come into your heart right now. That's all I ask and pray. And I pray that you do that before time runs out. Because we're almost out of time. We're all going to suffer. There's nobody that's going to be exempt from suffering in the world. Every country, every city imaginable is going to feel this next one. And this is coming up very shortly in 2024 here. We're almost out of time. Jesus Christ and the return of Jesus Christ will be soon, folks. Don't forget. I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Folks, thanks for listening. God bless you. Please accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Amen. Have a great day. Bye for now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.